Legend Legacy presents The Creep.
Jay. Hey, Adam, where are the gay mountains?
Adam. Let's do this, baby. Yeah.
Cody. Please donate money to my Patreon. The link is...
Ray, sit down with your new powers.
Victor, because that would cost money.
You have entered the Creep. Let's get started.
Hi everybody, this is Jay Cupofwater03 from MorphinLegacy.com, and this is episode 51 of The Grid, which is entitled, We're Coming for Your Wigs. So, episode 51, and if you haven't listened, we're back. I don't know why you wouldn't know that for listening to 51, but we're back. And we have new co-hosts, so let me introduce the new co-host first this time. Let's go backwards. What? So, who's first? So, hi, Victor.
Hi, Jay.
How are you?
I'm great today. How are you, Jay?
I'm good.
All right.
Wow, that was the most boring exchange we've had in a really long time. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Ray. Hi, Ray.
Howdy.
And how are you?
Welcome I to am the show. Fine. Glad to be here.
Good.
Whatever.
It's good to be here. And our old but good co-host, Cody.
I thought you were making an old joke about Adam.
I was trying to say oldie but goodie, but it didn't work.
I'm fine. I'm a little peaked because I got stood up by Master Age, but other than that, everything's fine.
I was totally going to mention that, but I didn't know if you wanted to or not, but oh well.
Here we are. Okay, really? Like, I wouldn't want to take every opportunity to bitch about something?
That's true.
Speaking of bitches, let's introduce the next co-host.
Yeah, Adam, hi!
Hi, bitches. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. So it's been a really boring week, but I don't know, when was it? Haven't done a show in 2 weeks, so we're doing the whole bi-weekly thing now, in case you didn't know. Here's another thing, in case you didn't know. So we have a little bit more to talk about. We got two Super Megaforce episodes to review, and two episodes of Tokyo's to review. But first, let's get the bitching out of the way with this week on Morphin Legacy. So there's no Super Megaforce news except for that it's headed down a hill on fire to crash into a wall. That's not really news. So there's no news on Super Megaforce because it's almost over. And so let's just get to some random news. So we can talk about the new Rangers that posed for No Hate. So let's talk about them. So we got Austin St. John. His picture came out. And Ciara Hanna, Christina Masterson. And who else am I missing? Like everybody?
Glenn McMillan
and Andrew Gray. And I think that's it.
Ciara. You said Ciara, right?
Yeah, I said Ciara.
Okay.
So yeah, check out the new No Hate pictures at Morphin Legacy. We have a drop down in the Legacy. What's that drop down?
Legacy database?
Yes. And it's in the No Hate Rangers under the in the Legacy database.
So check all those out. Home makeover.
I did. It's brand, well, it's not brand new, but it's just organized now, easier
for you to look at. It's pretty now.
It's pretty, yeah. So check that out. So those are the new No Hate Rangers, and I was really happy that Austin St. John did it. We already knew he was doing it because of our Morphicon, but I was really happy that he did it. Does anyone else have comments about anything?
For our listeners who don't know, can you explain what No Hate is?
Because
I'm not really 100% sure.
Do you honestly think our gay-ass audience doesn't know what No Hate is, though?
I don't really know what it is.
Well, maybe the 20% GAFA should be educated in what this is.
Well, sure, you know what you could listeners. Do, Victor? You could go to the No Hate database, and there's a link, and it'll tell you all about it. But no, it was started against Prop 8. Remember the whole Prop 8 thing? You probably don't even know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it started that whole 8 thing. That's what the red 8 means. And then they started doing pictures, and celebrities have done it, and I've done it twice.
And I'm doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah, so it's a thing. And I've collected the Power Rangers pictures and put it into a database. That's why that's that. So check that out. It has all of them and a couple of group shots and candids and all that stuff. So, yeah. So that was fun.
For the record, don't get it confused with Fuck Hate. That is the worst fucking organization in the world.
I've seen t-shirts.
Never heard of it.
I've seen t-shirts.
I don't want to discuss this right now. Let's talk about Power Rangers.
All right, let's moving on.
Yeah. So let's... Well, we can discuss something else that's Power Ranger-esque. So if you haven't heard... I've said that a lot this episode. If you haven't heard... the Teenagers with Attitude fan film came out, I think, a week and a half ago. So, like, right after we finished the last episode.
Yeah, like a day after.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it yet, you can go to YouTube and see it. Just enter Teenagers with Attitude, and it'll pop up. I would have a link to it, but that sounds like a lot of work. So yeah. I'm not doing that. But you can view it for yourself there if you want to see. And we're going to give you our thoughts, but before we do, just wanted to preface this with, we're just giving a, you know, like a spirited review, and this is kind of what we... It's nothing against the creators or the people in the movie. We just, you know, this
we
is our
opinion. Giving 2 cents.
They're a little harsh, because I have some harsh feelings about this fan film, but I just wanted to, you know, just put that out there in the universe that, yes, we're only doing this with nicety, with being nice. So, a couple of us saw the Teenagers with Attitude movie before it was finished. I won't tell you how. But yeah, we did see it before it was finished. So I seen it again. We all saw it again when it came out because there was things added to it. So that was interesting. So let's talk about that first. Like, who wants to get the ball rolling here? What did you think? I'll go with Ray.
About me? Well, I didn't like it, for one. I kind of felt like they talked a little too much. And that was pretty much the whole movie, just exposition, 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 and they didn't really show that much. Also, with the whole naming the space shuttle Terra Venture made no sense, and then calling the space system NASA, when you've got a space program in your universe, and you use NASA... that makes no sense to me. And then they named the chief of the NASA Norquist, which was the name of the Nasada. Oh my gosh.
So one thing for sure that can be said about Teenagers with Attitude is that they try to put a bunch of, I guess,
they try to make it realistic.
That, and they tried to put a bunch of Easter egg kind of things in there, where they would name certain
things. Yeah, they named Easter. Yeah, Terra Venture, space, that makes no sense.
It had to do with, like, a lot of the references didn't make sense where they were put.
And then they put a Beetleborg in it for some reason.
Victor, what do you think? Or some things you noticed about this movie.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely a lot of exposition, and it's not just showing and not telling. Everything that they're talking about sounds like a more interesting movie, because they keep talking about this brawl that went down at the youth center and they put Balkan Skull in the hospital. I want to watch that movie. That's a cool idea. And I really like that it's called Teenagers with Attitude, because for 20 years we've been using that expression, but if you go back to every season of Power Rangers, they're all pretty nice guys who get straight A's and do community service. So I like the idea of seeing Rangers that are teenagers who, like, they're, like, tough, and they, you know, they have attitude, they have problems and stuff, but their biggest problem is that they just sit around and they just talk about their lives. They don't do a whole lot.
Exposition is a big factor in this movie. I wanted to talk about the fact that a lot of the written lines don't sound like how people talk.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, we are well aware of you being the valedictorian and straight A student. I'm like, who talks like that?
One thing, okay, for example, Trini, aka Trinity's lines, are really badly written. I don't know if it was just they wrote the character that way, like they're supposed to talk like that, but I don't know. Trini actually says, "Ya dig," in one of the scenes.
I thought to myself,
who says that? Like, this
was
2014.
It was like a 40-year-old white man trying to write how they think teenagers talk.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping in spirit of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah. I suppose. Okay, Cody, well, since your thoughts?
Yeah. So as I'm watching this, I was taking notes, and I don't have very many. As I started with this, with the whole space sequence, I wrote, "Where's Sandra Bullock? How did this get 10 nominations at the Academy Awards?"
Yes, okay, yes. No, I got it. No, I seriously agree with you.
Then it says, "These people have no idea how space travel and astronauts work. Why is Angel Grove in Hawaii?" No news. As someone who's studying journalism, no news channel would report on a fight in a juice bar.
Yes, okay. That's one of my notes, too.
If the fight wasn't on school property and was unrelated, how can the school take action against the students? Why do they never establish that this takes place in the future? Because they all, because there's like that hologram thing that seems really commonplace. Then I wrote, I don't really care about their name and character and race changes. It's really not that big of a deal. Then I wrote, 14 minutes and nothing has happened. I'm going to kill myself. Then it says, why is detention just doing nothing in a room? They're not being punished at all. It is physically impossible to unlock a door with a butterfly knife. I have no idea where they got that idea. Then I wrote, Pelly K singing the ending song, Now I'm Really Going to Kill Myself. And
okay,
the very
so,
Yeah.
That was the just the icing on the cake.
The very last
that was
note.
The nail in the coven.
It is. Very last note. Why did they tease Tommy before the main five or even Rangers? Remember with the dragon dagger?
They don't even morph.
Or with Rita's little tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she a gothic princess?
I wasn't a fan of Rita specifically. Okay, so Rita and Scorpina and Goldar are got different little stylized outfits and stuff like that. But the one that I didn't get was Rita. I didn't understand why she was a gothic princess.
Oh, you forget Finster, the astronaut?
Well, okay, yeah, that too. I wrote that too. Oh, okay. Here's a thing to talk about. Why was Catherine British?
Thank you. I was gonna mention that. I'm like, ew, I'm here from Australia. And tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip and whatnot. I'm just enjoying my cup of tea during my afternoon brunch, and I just see an earthquake in the middle of Hawaii. And why is it in Hawaii? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So they can make an awkward Pearl Harbor reference. It's fun.
Where's Reefside? Because they mentioned Reefside. Is Reefside in Turkey?
No, it's in Serbia.
Hawaii is the least of their problems. I'm like okay with that change, even though there's no point to it.
Most of the changes made no point. Had no point.
And Billy and Kimberly are step siblings for no reason.
And
that was kind of neat. I like that.
But it's never like, revisited, though. It's just mentioned.
What I don't get with this whole entire film was the fact that they walked and they were staring at this, like, garage gate, like, raising, and it was, like, they stepped over a certain line and they, like, were transported into this, like, weird place that looked like a zoom in of, like, outer space.
The worst green screen effects in the world.
And then
back to the stars in the command center.
And then like the anthropomorphic Zordon head was like a little too much for me.
Zordon looked like friggin' Benedict Cumberbatch.
but if Benedict was, you know, like 96. But like that, as well as, you know, like in the final scenes where you get like Rita's monsters attacking Angel Grove when they're like outside, stuff like that. And Rita's monster is a big, huge rock golem.
Is that supposed to be a putty?
I don't know if it's supposed to be a putty.
I remember them saying something about foot soldiers.
Yeah, so there was foot soldiers too. And that big thing. Maybe that was just a random monster that he made.
But like, can we just talk about like how Rita went emo and has like a dragon sword tattoo on her cheek?
She's a JDFer.
I just don't get where they're going with that. Like, with that fact that she's younger. I don't know.
Yeah.
Another thing, I think we briefly touched on this, but the beginning part with the astronaut and her husband, I'm assuming? That was her husband, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You didn't know that when they said, oh, you may be my husband, but I can still write you up. Oh, my little high school sweetheart. Ugh.
Yep.
Exposition.
Okay, and I totally agree with Cody, what he said about it. It's just like that movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock. That was pretty much what that was. And I just felt like that wasn't needed. Did anyone else think that? I just didn't think it was
needed. You know that little scene where he's, like, inside the helmet? I kind of felt like he had too much space in the helmet. It kind of looks like there was, like, a lot of room. Because mm-hmm. he's in an astronaut suit.
There's been
this whole time freaking building up Jason, like, oh, the whole freaking first 5 minutes about his parents, and then it just... We finally meet Jason, he's just sitting there looking bored in a chair in detention.
Yeah. Just like, oh, we know your parents are an astronaut. That's it.
There's our hero! Mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel like he fit in the role of Red Ranger, to be honest.
Nope.
Didn't have any presence. Red Rangers always demand that kind of presence. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But
I would like to say, like, if it was, like, at the Power Morphicon, you know, Red Ranger panel, and that question was asked, oh, like, what one quality would you have brought to the Red Ranger thing? I honestly think that he would have had to, like, twiddle his thumbs or say, or something like that. That's exactly the kind of feel I had.
Well, maybe he can't talk.
Like, freaking, like...
I don't, like, remember any of his lines.
I don't
Matt Jason it. In that fan film of Funny or Die had more character in 3 minutes than that guy did in freaking 20 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, okay, so if I was going to say that if I had a favorite, and I've been talking about this to these guys for a long time, so they already know, but if I had a favorite of who one of the characters, it was, I think his name is Hayden Livesay? Yeah, he played Zach. And yeah, I liked that guy. He was actually funny, and just, I don't know, I liked his character in general. So the fact that he was funny and took me out of that movie, which I was not having fun watching.
He's the Jake.
I'd say Billy and Kimberly, to be honest.
Billy and Kimberly?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing favorite characters now? Anyone have favorite? Everyone else have a favorite character?
The guy who played Billy was pretty.
I liked Ernie.
Yeah.
You
liked Ernie?
Yeah.
What was it? His Hawaiian shirt? Oh, his Hawaiian shirt. Maybe that's why they're in Hawaii.
There we go.
Oh.
Shopping at Hilo Hattie's.
It's all coming back to me now. Okay. So far on the whole fan film train I've hopped on here, I haven't really been into that many. So
not even No Nerds Here?
Well, I like that. It's just what's going on with that? Where does that? When's that happening?
That's more of a mockumentary.
Yeah, that's more of a mockumentary.
It's so, like, best... from what I've seen from the MMPR fan film. Well, you already know how I feel about that.
Oh God.
And then from what
that
I've seen from
exposition-y too.
Then hearing seeing this movie, and then what else do we have left?
Okay, I'll give you the exposition-y, but at least you know there's punches being thrown and like. Action happening in the background.
Yeah, but it looks more like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. than Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Which one? The MMPR fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Resident Evil.
And that's not Power Rangers. It's trying to be dark and gritty, but that's not what Power Rangers is. Well, even the the seasons that are like Time Force and RPM, those seasons were very comedic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's why to each their own on their tastes.
Can't wait to review that.
God. Okay. So, anyways, to recap,
you're going to find in 3 months when we watch MMPR fan film, there's going to be a news article. All 5 co-hosts of Power Rangers podcast killed themselves in group suicide.
Is that
it?
Officially
because
coming
Adam,
out then?
Adam may like it because he likes it so far from the trailers.
Is that the release date in 3 months?
Probably, I don't know.
No, it's been in production for like 3 years.
I don't know the release date of the MMPR fan film. So who knows when that'll come out. But anyways, what's the thing? Oh, to recap, none of us really cared for it. And actually, you know what's so weird is that this is the first of Among Us. I mean, I haven't heard anyone else not like it. I heard everyone else I love this movie. It was so good. But I do give props to the director and the creator, Cisco, because at least he did it.
You had a vision.
he had a vision and he did it. So it's not my cup of tea, but kudos for your hard work.
The cinematography was nice, I guess.
Yeah. You did pick some hotties. Whoever did casting. Does that count? Okay, we're done with that now. So if you want to check out I almost called it the MMPR Phantom. If you want to check out Teenagers with Attitude, then go to YouTube. Again, just look it up, Teenagers with Attitude, and watch it. It's 26 minutes long, so be prepared for that. And check it out. And if you disagree, you should put it in the comments and tell us why you disagree.
Because I've heard people say they like it, but I've never seen anybody say why they like it.
And if there's something to understand about Ray, is that he really wants to know why.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Why is Billy the best Blue Ranger again, Jay?
Just because. Because he is. No, not really. Not really, though, no. Okay, so,
Because he's a hero.
Do you have something to say? Anything to say, Adam?
The film. The film.
We're done talking about the film now.
Exactly.
You know what? We've been doing this episode for a good 20 minutes so far, and this is the essence of shit show right here. This is how we do. We're back in the swing of things. Okay, so that was Teenagers with Attitude, and if I could find my script. There we go. Okay, up next is the greatest news story ever to ever grace the pages of Morphin Legacy. Or so some people will have you believe. So here's some news in case you didn't know. God, okay, seriously, drink every time I say that this episode. This is your drinking game, dude. In case you didn't know, at New York Comic Con coming up, it was this weekend. It's right now, isn't it? Is this happening right now?
Maybe.
Well, even though I'm done, I don't know the exact date. It is in the article on morphinlegacy.com, so check that out if you don't know. But coming up at New York Comic Con is a key exclusive pack, similar to the one everybody got at San Diego Comic-Con, which had the metallic Mighty Morphin Rangers. Well, this one is taking it to a whole new level, and five keys of all of Tommy's incarnations throughout time. So you get green Mighty Morphin, white Mighty Morphin, red Zeo, red Turbo, and black Dino Thunder. So, whoa, guys. Flipping the fuck out for this key set.
I could add it to my ever-growing Tommy collection.
Oh my god, it's just like Morphin Madness, how it was supposed to happen all along.
Don't even get us started on that. We could go for hours about Morphin Madness. But I think that's done. Right? Right, Victor? Except Victor did another contest, right?
Do you want me to plug
it.
That right now? Really?
Plug
you want me to plug the thing
plug
from
that
April?
In, plug that
Why not?
In.
Plug that, bitch.
I wasn't planning. Yeah, in response to the train wreck of Morphin Madness on my website, moderngaffa.com, I created Morphin Sanity, which basically did everything Morphin Madness should have been. So I included every single Ranger ever, except the ones I forgot. And it was a totally randomized one-on-one thing, because the bracket in Morphin Madness was weird, and it was all like fan picks, like the first Red Ranger and the last Red Ranger and all this nonsense like that. And in the final prize was just, you know, fun. There was no real BS thing. There was no motivation to cheat. And I just wrote an article for Gen Time Force who won, and that was it. And I might do it again, but it was just good fun. There was no, you know, exploiting your fandom to fuel your own ego.
Jesus didn't tap.
Thank you for that. So, back to the Tommy set. So, okay, I just looked it up, and New York Comic Con is from October 9th through the 12th. As far as I know, there isn't a price yet. As far as I know, unless I'm wrong, but the package that came with seven Ranger keys was $30, so it might be slightly less than that. So if you're a Tommy fan, then hop on that bandwagon and get that key back. I personally probably won't ever try to get it, but that's me. Anyone else?
Me neither. Plus, Turbo Red shouldn't be in there. That's TJ's powers.
How many times have we proven this?
I mean, Fighting Spirit, you didn't see Turbo Red there.
My Morphogun key is fucked up, so I don't want to collect anymore. It doesn't stay closed. Like, the spring is still sensitive.
Oh, no, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sucks. Oh, that sucks. All right, well, that's that. So, not that exciting news. Hopefully we'll be getting some news about the female and six ranger key sets. That would be nice to have those, or have the news about those, something. Tell us something. And here is some other rumors to talk about. So let's talk about some rumors. And I don't know, remember the details, and I forgot to pull it up. So I hope anyone pull this up? This link, anyone find it? No. Somebody talked about it. I'm pretty sure the Modern Gaffa shared this on his page today with a link to this.
You keep, like... You want me to look it up?
If you'd like to. I'm explaining what we're talking about. You could bring it up. So, new Sentai rumors.
Just found that right now.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
The Ranger Board source, what he said?
So this is, this is on Ranger Board. So apparently we may be getting birds as a theme next season. Kind of like Jetman. Are there any more details I'm missing?
The Team Robot is comprised of three different aircrafts. That's what it says.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
So I'm curious as to if this is an actual rumor that will stick, because we all know the first rumor we get is crazy. So, thoughts on that? Do you think this is just craziness?
I clicked the link and it's not letting me go, so I think it's been deleted or something.
Uh-oh.
I hope it's true. I love birds.
I can't see them doing that again.
With the exception of Jetman, we've never really had any bird zords before.
We've had individual bird zords.
Falcons or birds.
We've had individuals or board zords, but we haven't had a team of bird zords.
That's true.
I want an owl zord. Oh, I love owls. It's too specific for them to do, and plus that was running off the Gatchaman trend at the time. I can't see them doing birds. Like, as the main gimmick, you know?
Okay, but...
Dinosaurs three times.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
Well, everyone was probably saying last year, I can't see them doing trains as a main gimmick, and look where we are now.
Look where we are now.
Best in 10 years, cough, cough.
If you guys could pick a Sentai theme for next season, what would you pick?
I have an answer prepared. Yay.
I wasn't prepared.
I know, because I just sprung it on you just now. This is how exciting the grid is.
Before Tokyo, there was a rumor of some Meta and Senkai Gonova or something. It was like a military-themed battleship Sentai, and I want that so bad.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
I prefer science fiction-based seasons, just because there's like tropes in the genre that bug me, and with science fiction themes, they're easier explained, like Megazords and morphing and stuff. So I like sci-fi things in general.
Okay.
I'd like an aquatic theme.
You told me that the other day, and yep. I would love that idea. That all aquatic Zords would be so cool. So cool, man.
Like submarines or like fish.
We need, like, an octopus sword and, like, a...
They use tridents instead of swords.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, the whole team is sea-themed.
A space theme where it's, like, really bulky suits that kind of resemble, like astronaut suits. I think that could be really neat.
Like, they're really, like, bulky?
Well, not, like, as big as an astronaut suit, but it's just kind of, like, more padded, I guess.
Oh, okay. Adam?
A theme that I would like... Probably would be more of maybe play off of Time Ranger a little bit and do more time travel.
But actual time travel?
actual time travel instead of just having like storylines to stay, stop in this, like kind of like where in the world is it in time? Is Carmen Sandiego kind of a thing, time travel, where you have like groups of agents that have to fight the villain in various time periods. And the villain keeps on getting away, and then, like, the end all could be, you know, present day and one battle to rule them all kind of a deal.
Like Flint the Time Detective.
Oh, I remember that
show. Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be kind of something I would be into, and have it do a lot of geography-based kind of things, history kind of stuff. It would actually help kids learn more, and they would probably not know that they were actually learning shit. So it would be kind of cool.
I'm learning shit. I love when people learn shit.
Hey, the show used to teach lessons. Why not teach them, you know, a little bit of history along with, you know, moral values too?
That would be nice.
I don't think the past is a good place to get moral values.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably not. All right. Well, that's all the shit we're talking about in the fandom, I guess. So let's get to some things I just wanted to say about Morphin Legacy. So, for example, not for example, but this month, October's Ranger of the Month is Dustin from Ninja Storm, Yellow Ranger. So yes. If you are curious about him, you should go check out his profile on MorphinLegacy.com in the Ninja Storm section. Glenn McMillan approved.
Mm-hmm. First day.
First day. I'm on a roll with those. Okay, so yeah, that's that. Also, if you haven't heard, I am holding a contest to win a brand new Mint on Card Titanium Legendary Ranger figure. And so if you're interested in that, go to MorphinLegacy.com for the details. All the rules and stuff are on there. But the basicness of what you're doing is you're creating your own Legacy comic and sending it to me as your entry. And if I find it hilarious, then you could win that figure. So it's really pretty easy. I put a link to all of the images you need. So basically every Power Ranger and Super Sentai Ranger in like a little chibi thing, which is courtesy of the artist whose link is on the page. So that's going to close on Thursday, October 9th at midnight, Pacific Standard Time. So get to work and make me laugh.
I'm going to sneeze.
So do it. Do it.
I don't know if it's going to happen. I think it's gone now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to believe you. So yeah, Ranger of the Month contest, check that out, and I think that's it. So, shall we get to our Super Mega Force doubleheader?
Don't you mean okay. Super Mega Force double penetration?
Yes. I like both of those things.
Is it over yet?
It's not over yet. We've got many months to go. And,
not in the UK.
It's just going to be a little worse for some of us, because some of us finished Super Mega Force a few days ago and have already checked out of that hotel.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to try to review it for you with gusto and hilarity.
Is it February yet?
No, it's not. It's not. We're counting down the days, though. So,
I'm gonna get charged up.
Yeah, you got to hashtag it.
No.
So, up first is Power Rangers Super Mega Force, Episode 12, United as One. So, as we did last time, give me your thoughts, and then give me your what the fuck moment. Your WTF moment. So, first is Victor.
I really liked seeing interior footage of the skyship. Like, I liked that they went that extra mile to, like, build and film that, like, thing. So that was kind of cool. My what the fuck moment was just Emma's whole antics-y, funny, let's mess with the monster thing. They did that in Gokaiger, but the way they did it there, it was like one short montage. Here, every single antic was dragged out, so it was like a 5-minute scene, and it got boring really quickly, whereas in Gokaiger, it was like a highlight of the season.
Right.
So I just got bored watching Emma like do dumb stuff for 5 minutes with Orion following her around.
Taking selfies.
Yeah.
All right, Adam?
Well, I liked that part of the episode. It, to me, was, like, just fun. Also, I liked the Dino Thunder transformation because they actually did use the whole Dino Thunder power up. I mean, granted, there was no, like, defining, like, accent mark to, like, say Dino Thunder, then Power Up. But they said that all, and I made sure I listened for that, and it was there. I guess my like little what the fuck thing happened at the very beginning in the intro with Vakar and him like sneezing. They had the computer imposed fake snot to show that he was sick. Really?
That little drop of sick.
It's truly horrible allergies that he's had for years. It all started when he went with his cat Jellybean, when he kept sneezing and sneezing, and eventually he had to give her away.
Yeah.
He's probably sneezing because of this weather. Did you hear the storm that came in this morning? What a doozy.
Is that from something? What is that?
Yes, it's from episode 10. It's from the Tensu episode.
Oh my god, yeah, I completely zoned out.
Also,
oh my god.
Also, any and all of DeSolar's lines, they were like, really, why are you talking? Yeah, DeSolar, whatever.
DeSolar. Yeah.
DeSolar is how it looks like.
Oh god, that fucking monster voice was so annoying!
Yes, it was quite annoying. And I couldn't. And he was like, oh, the happiness is in my staff and all this other stuff. I'm going to steal it.
Like a
no.
Ranger plot.
I was like, please, Rangers, kill him, please. But yeah, that's my stuff. So yeah, and oh yeah, the inside of the Megazord, that was kind of cool.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that most of us are going to say the whole Megazord thing, because that's one of my notes. The whole original Megazord footage inside of the Megazord, yes. That's one of mine. I'm going now. I really did, I guess, like, I don't even know how to pick out good moments from this episode. I mean, I liked the whole Emma and Orion. I call it their cosplay adventure, or whatever I called it. And I liked that. I liked... I just like that, I guess. I liked Orion better, though. Like, Orion? Excuse me? God, I can't even talk. Mm-hmm. Orion and his outfits and stuff, that was a lot funnier to me. But that was me. It's alright, I guess. But my what-the-fuck moment is, just wait, it's just what-the-fuck with Super Mega Force in general. Because Emma is such a I can't even think of the word. She's such a horrible character. Like, I'm just, mm-hmm. Every time I try to give her the benefit of the doubt, it ends up worse for me.
And she gets so many focus episodes.
She
does!
This
is her last one, though.
So much
That's
attention.
Her last one.
Because, okay, like...
She hasn't grown as a character at all.
They make her seem like, okay, they make her kind of seem kind of badass-ish when she's in Ranger form. But when she's out of the Ranger form, she's such a stereotype of girls. Like, I don't even understand... I can't.
And whatever happened to the whole dead mom thing from the first season? That wasn't mentioned at all this year.
They never brought it up again.
What a surprise. And also the dreams, too. You remember the dreams?
The dreams.
And she's such an awesome BMXer, and she's a photographer. And... Okay, being a photographer did get kept. So
yeah, at least she has a camera with her, at least not.
It's the last time you saw that bitch on a bike.
But the next time, having seen Super Mega Force in its entirety now, I'm just really glad that I felt like somehow they were going to fit in another reason why she couldn't be in the battle. Like, she had to, I don't know, like, clean her toilet. Or she had to go grocery shopping. Or, like, she was just going to come up with stupid reasons not to, like... Okay, first she was making a pie, and then she had to help some kids fly a kite. I can't take
that. Oh, my God. How was that not my what-the-fuck moment? The frickin' wind drive car, the
that was my bad moment.
Power cars. They come out of nowhere after, like, 20 episodes.
Well, you had another point you could make about that, so go ahead.
Okay, it's my turn.
No, Jay wants me to plug my reviews again. Is
you
that right, Jay?
You don't have to. You could have just said it. You don't have to.
Okay, yes. In my review on the site, I mentioned that it would have been cooler to keep with the theme of the season and have her turn into the Pink Mystic Ranger and use wind power that way. I kind of like seeing the cards again after all this time. Like, I like little... Like, it made my heart flutter a little bit, but at the same time, I'm just, like, sick of this whole Mega Force sticking around crap, so it's a struggle in my heart. But, yeah, they could have done... I feel like there's another example of a pink wind power card, but Mystic Force Pink would have been a nice one.
Yeah.
You know?
More wasted potential.
Yep.
Cody?
So I remember a while back on August 24th, we were all hanging out in the Morphodon hotel room, and in the corner of my ear, you guys were talking about the new Super Mega Force, and I hear Jay say, "I think Emma is the worst Pink Ranger we've ever gotten." When I heard this, I was like, I don't really think you're right. And after seeing this episode, I did some soul searching, and. I can finally say that I agree with Jay. She's the worst. I can't I can't get my head around what her character is supposed to be.
Yeah, I will go on record. I will go, and I am right now. I will say that Emma is the worst Pink Ranger ever. I'm sorry, but she just did. I would take Psycho Pink over her, or the random
A Squad Pink.
And again, I love Christina Masterson, but this, I'm not talking about Christina Masterson. I'm talking about Emma. Emma is a terrible character and a terrible Power Ranger. I'm sorry, but she did.
Yeah, like, sorry. Okay, like, do you remember that one scene in Samurai, when Emma and Kevin stalk that little kid playing baseball?
Yeah.
And Mia and Kevin, whatever, the names are all stupid. And she was like, that's unforgivable. And even though it was a bad line delivery, at least there was something behind it. Like, she just talks, Emma does, just so, her line delivery is so bizarre, I can't get behind it. And she goes, oh, hey guys, I'm gonna go help a kid fly his kite. Like, girl, there's an alien armada threatening all life on the planet. You're concerned about this one little white kid's kite? It doesn't matter.
I'm like,
the same
thing,
like, Ranger who abandoned Ranger duties to bake a fucking pie.
I don't remember that.
Freaking Dana did more at the end than she did at all. Like, come on. At least she
was. Fran from Jungle Fury did more than she did.
That little cameo that Dana has at the end of.
Oh, I was like, what? Yes. I'm like, did you just. I was like, what?
Okay, no, everyone knows that Dana's at the end of Super Mega Force. That is not a spoiler.
Yeah, no, no, no. I thought you meant Dana as a whole.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no. I'm just saying, like, Dana was in that cameo for not.
And Carone did more than Emma did. And she just looked.
She just looked fabulous. That was all she had to do.
Spoiler. It was
long in the wind.
Yeah, I'm stopping.
Spoilers for those that are just watching.
Oh, please. That's not spoilers.
Oh, yeah, that could have been. Emma could have turned into Pink Lost Galaxy. She has wind powers, kind of.
Yeah, I'm finally starting to. It took me longer than everyone else, but I'm finally starting to get Super Mega Force fatigue. It's finally happening. This episode was really bad.
It was pretty bad. And what gets me is there's so much original footage in it.
Ooh, yeah. This episode. Can I get to my moments now?
Yes.
Alrighty, the good moments are the original footage, but all the original footage is them in the Megaforce suits.
I know.
The fact that they're filming all this original footage to showcase the Megaforce suits really boggles the mind. Considering all the scenes we have with these new powers, we have a change with Change Man and Mask Man and Flash Man and Whatever Man. We have all this footage, and there are some teams we haven't seen yet, and we're not going to see at the end, and it just drives me crazy. I mean, I wouldn't mind if we had new powers. If this season was 40 episodes and we showcased all the Ranger we had, but it's not.
Yeah, like
we're not gonna get Ranger teams. We're not gonna get team changes of seasons we have in turn in showcasing these character Ranger teams we don't care about. Okay, and that's my good moment. Also, the Dino Thunder change was nice, but Dino Rampage, fuck you. And, okay, time for my bad moment. The fucking kite. You could rot in hell, Emma.
That was, I know.
Okay, my what the fuck moment. Emma's a Sentai girl. Because the costume changes. Some things don't fit in Power Rangers, and that's it. That is a Sentai trope. That is not a PR trope. Name one female ranger who has done something like that. You can't, because it hasn't happened in PR. It doesn't fit in PR. That's a very Japanese thing to do.
What are you talking about?
The whole costume changes. Emma's a bride. Emma's a police officer. Emma's a cheerleader.
I'm surprised they did this plot. This is a very Japanese story.
I'm surprised they've done any of the plots they've done in Super Mega Force.
You and your fucking copy-paste.
Remember that time they chased a robot around a mall for 15 minutes?
Another example of wasting money for original footage. Why did that episode need to be all that footage? You wasted money.
That was the best Super Mega Force episode, though.
But still!
That's the worst part about it, too.
I know, it really is.
They couldn't have had that. They couldn't have made that plot connected to the Monster of the Week. I mean, they're chasing Tenso around in the mall. Meanwhile, there's a monster attacking on the other side of town with some stupid prism that Rack created. Okay, I think I'm done.
Okay, anyone else have thoughts on that?
Worst season ever.
Worst episode ever. All right. So, last call for Words on United as One, and then we're moving on.
Yes, we still have another episode to review.
One more Super Mega Force episode. Okay. I did mine already. Yeah, I did. Okay, good. So, that was United as One, and it's gone. So, moving on. Moving on to the next one. Next episode is The Grass is Always Greener or Bluer. That aired today that we're recording, so we got it in at the last second. Get it?
Totally.
Totally. This is episode 13. And So let's start with Adam this time. Your thoughts and your what the fuck moment?
Let's see here. My thoughts on this are, I really like when Jake and Noah had their switch and stuff like that, and they were tossed back during that demorph. I thought that was kind of a cool demorphing. It's just the visuals for me were kind of cool. I liked it. I like how Jake was hiding from Emma in the very beginning. That was really fun. Also, I liked the mention of Pluto not being the ninth planet yet.
Yeah.
We're hearing news coming in now. Like, wait a second, Pluto might be coming back. And like, if Pluto does come back, it's pretty cool. So I was like, this is gonna be, you know, this weird time in history where it's like, oh, but the show says this, but it's really this now. This is kind of cool. So yes, you're actually seeing, you know, real time change happen on Power Rangers. It's kind of cool. Why the hell does nobody know where the hell, like, what galaxy they're in? Hello, they're in the fucking Milky Way galaxy. Come on now.
It's yeah, not that hard. Mr. Burley is teaching a second grade class.
Actually, that was one of the negative points I did. I was like, why does Gia seem all of a sudden clueless? I don't understand. It just... She was so smart in, like, the first episodes of regular Megaforce, to now she's, like, not even regular answering Megaforce? A single... Yeah.
Well, the show is written by different writers now, kind of. Because the story editor from Megaforce left, and then they just brought in some new writers to write this.
Well, he knew what he was
doing. Good job!
Why is Gia interested in Jake as Noah and not himself? That was kind of creepy. I was like, what the hell? And then I was like, wait a second, Aquatar powers are a ninja smoke screen? Since when does the power of water make you go poof in a smoke? I don't know.
Powers do that.
I was like, interesting.
They're aquatic ninjas.
Let's see. The absence of Orion for most of the episode, that was kind of like WTF. And I like the mention that the mention from Orion or from Gosei saying that Orion was missing for some reason. I didn't know. That was kind of interesting. Oh, God. I wrote way too many notes on this. Why?
Yeah, you took most of mine.
Yeah, come on, Adam. Come on, Adam. Save some for other people.
Although, I do have to say, the Jungle Fury change, yay. The Change Dragon change, nay.
Sit down, Jungle Fury.
And because a show that does not showcase Ninja Storm gets a Ninja Storm Minizord. That's what I put. And that's all the notes I have on this.
Yeah, that was all the notes I have, too.
Yeah, seriously!
Oh my god!
So, okay, well, let me read what Adam didn't steal from me.
I read everything I did anyway, so...
Okay, I did like the Change Man powers. And what are they called? The Thunder Dragon?
Dragon
Legendary Dragon?
Legendary Dragon?
I heard, like, six
Legendary
different
Dragon
names.
Power. The Ted Dragon Power is, like, the name of the team. But they get their power from the legendary dragon.
Okay.
Whoever that is.
Terra?
I guess.
So, okay, I did like that change because that was random, I guess. I mean, if I have to like those changes, I suppose. But they totally, I mean, I know they did it on purpose because they thought we wouldn't notice. But if you notice when the, whatever rangers they were when they're Change Man, and they get up and the Red Ranger or Troy is a masked man. Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, good editing, guys. Yeah, see, that's what I have left after what Adam did already.
Right. Well, I'm going to repeat all the notes I said already.
Wait, where was it? What else do I got here? Oh, okay, here's a what the fuck moment. That part where Troy keeps, like, well, he's got the super mega cannon, and this is, you got to hold it with two hands. That was a really sexual moment. Like, not in a funny way. Not
that
in,
was
like,
the
a,
last thing I had.
I'm sorry.
Noah, where are the Black Mountains?
Adam, where are the gay mountains?
Jake does not want to be black in this episode.
Oh, here's one. Okay, here's one. How is it possible that Jake and Noah have the exact same outfits in their each other's respective closets?
Do their parents not care?
Well, Jake wears a uniform, so I guess he could have bought that from the school store. I don't know.
Okay, that's possible. But like, for
what kind of rich white people's school, high school has a school store?
Mine had one.
So did mine.
Mine did, but it was never open. You had to, like, ask and get, like, a key and everything. It was weird. Yeah.
That was weird. Okay, Ray, you got anything else to say?
Well, I'm going to repeat everything that Adam said, but my own sway on it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I really enjoyed how the actors played each other's characters, especially Azeem and those facial expressions. They were amazing this episode. I actually tweeted that, and Azeem favorited it. I really thought they did a good job with mixing the two episodes together, because introducing the cannon, it wouldn't really make sense for Jake to work on the cannon, so I think that was a good job to switch them so it would make sense. I also liked the scene where Noah and Gia are standing outside Mr. Burley's office, and like, Gia's like totally macking on him, and he's like, what? Oh, nothing. That was really well acted, and we needed more scenes like that in Super Mega Force. Yeah. Now for the bad. Okay, Orion appears in the episode 18 minutes in. I mean, yes, it's established in the beginning that he's working at Ernie's, and then at the end of the episode, he said he's working on his pod, which didn't really make any sense. But okay. Also. The Mini Zord, or should I say the Ninja Zord, because they called it the Ninja Zord, even though it's the Mini Zord. That really pissed me off. I mean, they got all the other names right. They got Delta Runner right, and Mystic Dragon right, and the Red Lion Wild Zord right. They didn't get Mini Zord right. And the reasoning for their getting the Mini Zord made no sense either, because they didn't do anything Ninja Storm related except for doing a body swap episode, because Ninja Storm did a body swap episode, so I guess that's how they got the Mini Zord, because they did a body swap episode of Ninja Storm. And my what the fuck moment? Turtolini. Really? Turtolini? Also, remember, you gotta hold it with two hands. I'm done.
Cody?
Okay. Look, y'all, I have an important story. Last night, me and my sister, we watched season 2 of Bates Motel, and I did 8 shots of Patron and 4 of Peach Bucker. Do you all really think I got up in time to watch fucking Super Mega Force?
No, but we saw this episode a good 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, look, I along with my good friend Nate, I don't know how to torrent things.
Okay, bitch, information...
I don't know where to get the torrents, okay? I even asked
you guys
to answer.
Ray. Ray gives them to us.
This information would have helped yesterday. Or an hour ago.
All
right.
I apologize.
Fine, moving on.
Be fair, Patron is really funny.
Did anyone not get their feelings out about the grass? Okay, go ahead, Victor.
I did like the body switching. I think Azeem as Noah in Jake's body was a lot better. Like, I think John Mark was kind of, like, he's sick of the show already. Like, I wasn't buying that was Jake in Noah's body. It just seemed like Noah just kind of mellowed out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's already talked about everything else. But here's something I've been wondering. When Noah is Noah, he looks like Noah. But when he's in Jake's body, he, like, parts his hair all weird, which he doesn't do as Noah ever. So I don't know why they did that, other than just, like, it looks amazing and I love it, and it's
like,
funny.
It looks like nerdy.
I guess they, but like, why didn't they make note? Like, I would like to see that on John Mark's hair 20 episodes ago, you know?
Did he do it with the fro, though?
I don't know. I don't know how black people hair works. Another thing is, we were talking about the names of the weird new powers. In general, all the new power names have been like, just like awkward and weird and super lazy.
Splits.
And this one, they draw upon the power of the legendary dragon, and then they say Power Rangers, it's called Power Rangers Dragon Power, which is just redundant, and then if you were to flip it, they would be the Dragon Power Power Rangers, and that's just, nobody spent more than a minute on this, you know? So, just, like, if I were working on the show, I would have thought it'd be fun to get to adapt all the old Sentai, but they just came up with random words like Prism and Blitz, and they don't mean anything or have any basis.
But can so we there's talk that. About the, can we just quickly say something about the Change Dragon change? Because, you know, a power of a dragon has, you know, an added mermaid to the mix. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with... Okay, never mind.
I'm really change playing dragon.
Okay, Change Dragon. It's a mermaid is a dragon, really?
Okay,
they know that the kids watching this aren't going to, like, research this any further.
I have seen people tweet about it. I'm like, oh, he's a mermaid. That's not a dragon.
Well, it's
true.
There
are people out there who are that nitpicky. So, yeah.
One thing to say. Oh, if I can say that there was one thing that they did right with this episode. A few things. I mean, they did a few things right, but here's one of the things they did right. To me, I remember watching the Gokaiger episode that the Transfers monster is based on, that Sentai episode. I remember that they had, like, the peace conference thing going on, and they had, like, Caucasian-y actors in there. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, that'll be easy to adapt because there's Caucasian people right there. And they did it. They adapted that exact same scene that I said that when I was watching Gokaiger, and it totally weirded me out.
That wasn't original footage?
No, it wasn't.
See, I've never seen that episode.
Yes, it is.
Like the guy with the gray hair that's running to the limo and whatever, that's Gokaiger footage.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
It looks so good.
Can I also point out that the monster kind of spoke like Vrak, with like emphasizing on words that needed to be emphasized?
Transferer?
Yeah, he's like, I will get the ambassador!
Yeah. I actually liked Transferer's voice. I don't know why. It sounded weird, kind of like that. So, I liked that. Okay, any last thoughts on the grass is always greener or bluer? No.
Nope. I did, however, find time in my busy schedule to watch more episodes of Ginga Man, and that was a much better choice, because Ginga Man is really good.
So, Cody, here's a question. Did you watch the Tokyuger episodes?
I'm caught up on Tokyuger, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Good. That's good. So, speaking of Tokyuger, let's move on to the Sentai section of our episode. So, first up is Tokyuger episode 29. So, who wants to talk about that first? How about Victor? What did you think?
I feel like the characters within this universe, they know about Kyoryuger, and they know that it was all about the Red Ranger. And so they're, like, actively trying to make it not be that, because Wright is all, oh, I'm going to use the hyper thing. And they're like, no, we can do it, too. And so and it's that, and they've done it a few other times in the past where Wright's like, oh, let me finish the monster. And they're like, how about we finish it together, you know, or how about you give us a turn? So this is the first time we see a ranger besides Wright use the hyper Russia. And so I like that. It's not going to be the Kyoryuger show or the Kiryu Daigo show again. So that's, I have good faith in this show as far as a show about a team goes. I did not like that. They're screwing with the villains a lot where they make these big dramatic changes in the status quo. And then they're like, they're undone like two episodes later because we just got this whole big, oh, no, Schwartz is dead. And he's already back. Like, for Impact, it would be nice to see these people die and, like, stay dead. you know, Grita's been down for a good number of episodes, so I think she'll be gone for a while, but she's going to come back. But I'm glad that she didn't come back right away. Schwartz, his death was not that impactful since it happened like 2 weeks ago, and he's already back. So those are my general thoughts.
Movie. Ray?
Well, I really liked the tension between the villains, because you know me, I'm a villain fanboy. So the whole Schwartz having a going rogue in a sense, like Darkonda-esque Deviatus, having his own agenda is really interesting to me. I also really love the Darkliners. They are just beautiful to look at.
Very true. I love those too.
Yes. Also, I kind of felt like the whole Schwartz, oh, I'm going to team up with you guys. Can we be friends? Was kind of obvious to end badly. Like, when has a villain mid-season ever says, I want to be reformed and stays reformed the entire season?
Akira? Our Sixth Ranger?
That doesn't count. He started off
good. Caron tried.
Yeah. And they always come back to evil anyway, so...
Watch that be a storyline.
Yeah, wait, he started off good. He was introduced as a character that was already reformed, so that doesn't count. I also found that Hikari using the Hyperesha was kind of underhyped because Wright just drops the Hyperesha and he just uses it. I kind of felt like Hikari kind of could have done a little more this episode, so he could deserve to use the Hyperesha, because the next episode we're going to be reviewing, which will be in a few minutes, there's a good reason for the girls using the Hyperesha, and I kind of like that. So yeah. Also, yeah. My what the fuck moment for this episode was the monster saying like a long ass speech before him attacking. That was kind of weird. It's like, oh, red like the sun, I will attack you with my red mist. Boom. I'm done.
Okay. Cody.
I really enjoyed this episode. Schwartz is one of my favorite characters in the show. I'm trying to think of things. The battle on the beach, I really like beach battles, was probably my favorite part. What else? The villain was really stupid. I like that. And, yeah, I'm getting excited for Grita's return, because she was also another one of my favorite characters. I love the villains this year. And, the only bad point I can think of was, yeah, how underutilized Hikari and, the Hyperesha was.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I actually liked the monster whose name I don't remember. I don't think it matters, but I read...
Bottle Shadow?
Okay, yes. Bottle Shadow. When I was reading, I read Scott's review the other day. That's on morphinlegacy.com. And he was talking about how, like, it's funny how the monster was, you know, is a wine jug, basically. A bottle of wine, and shoots a different colored wine, white and red. And so that was my favorite part, because I like wine from jugs. Mm-hmm.
Tippet Kathleen. Okay.
Yeah, there's still some in the spigot. So I'm curious about the whole Schwartz and Grita thing still, because they kind of allude to the fact that he might have, he might be doing this for her. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's pretty obvious, but I'm curious about where they're going with that. That's all I really have to say. Everything else I said, or was said. Adam?
Let's see here. I like the little Kirijir homage with Bottle Shadow, because, you know, how it had the faces on it, and how the villains in Kirijir had, like, faces on them.
Okay, I really like, alright, Adam, I like how Tokuser as a reference to Kirijir, because both of the helmets have visors on them.
Oh, come on.
And
okay,
they both have colors.
Okay. This is, like, the third Super Sentai series I've been watching, so sorry I'm not, like, fully into, like, or not, like, into, I should say, but, like, I'm not, like, well-versed in, like, the monsters of Super Sentai, so...
But you have watched Power Rangers for 20 years, right?
Yes, but still. I haven't seen, like, the actual Max on all those other monsters from Power Rangers. But like
the majority of them.
Oh, Well, whatever. It was just like my take on it, so whatever. Let's see. I like how in this episode, Schwartz was utilizing the drill restra. That was a pretty interesting thing that happened. Nice change of pace. Like, the characters were, like, getting, like, all this ground, and then all of a sudden they get a backfire a little bit, or they have to take a step back. So that was kind of interesting. I noticed a line that was said by Kagura in the mecha fight, and she was like, with the Rainbow Line Crossing arm attack, she's like, oh, this, we haven't used this one in a while, let's use this attack. And she said that, and I was like, oh my god, girl, yes.
Yes, Gaga.
It was pretty great. And also, can we just say shirtless Akira announcing everybody's train corner? Done.
Oh yeah, he was.
Shirtless Akira is always a good time. Always a good time.
He was bandaged up though.
Yeah.
But he had no shirt on.
Samurai too.
He had no shirt on. That's the key. No shirt. Mm-hmm. Yes, bandage, no shirt.
Okay, so any last words on Tokyo 29?
I'm good.
Anything you didn't get out? Okay. Yeah, I mean, 29 was good. It was okay for me. But I really liked 30 a lot more. I don't know how you guys feel. But I really liked 30. So,
30 was great.
Tokyo 30 is basically a Kagura-focused episode. Well, it's more Kagura than Mio. I mean, Mio's on a little bit, mm-hmm. 10%. 10% Mio.
Yeah, this is the episode that they have to do that's, like, goofy and wacky before shit gets really serious.
Right, exactly. And, but it was so weird, because I really liked this episode, and I can't remember the exact episode, and I actually tried to look it up, but I'm pretty sure that a Die Ranger or a Magi Ranger episode is very similar to this, where one of the Rangers learns how to cook and cooks something. I can't remember what episode or either of those Sentais it was, but I know I've seen it, because I'm not crazy. But I'm pretty sure it's... I feel like it's Magi Ranger, but I don't remember. Either way...
Mega Force?
No. Let's distinguish that for a second. No. Okay, one of my notes for this episode is... This is all capital letters. I said, this is how you do a Pink Ranger cake episode. Because she baked a effing cake. Three cakes. I'm pretty sure she baked three cakes during this episode. And she fought... In all the battles, and she, you know, did the whole duo.
She missed one, though. She missed one.
Okay, she missed one. Girl's entitled to miss one. But no, I just like that she did that. Or I just like Kagura a lot more than I like Emma, if we're comparing Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my favorite moments. My favorite moments were just with Kagura and her being really cute, and like when she dropped the cake, for example, that really pissed me off. I don't really feel like intense emotions from Sentai sometimes, but this really pissed me off. Like when the monster, like, you know, she dropped her cake. I was so mad.
No.
I was so mad. I was like, you son of a bitch, you made her drop her damn cake. I was so mad. Anyways, so those are my good moments. My what the fuck moments are obviously the whole chicken on the wig thing. But the biggest what the fuck moment, I hope I don't steal anybody. I probably do. But my biggest what the fuck moment was when they hatched and all the big old cocks flew
God
everybody.
Fucking damn it.
I'm sorry.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but I was like, what the fuck? I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. See,
and it was the same chicken sound effect as freaking when Hiromu got a breed of chickens.
Yes,
oh, it was.
This is why I love Sentai, because this is the craziest shit you see in Sentai. But so those are mine. Big cocks, all that stuff. Who wants to go? Cody?
So, there's a reason why Kagura's my favorite Sentai Pink at the moment. She's great. All of her focus episodes have been great. She's endearing. And she isn't... outside of, like, the whole I'm strong or something, they don't play her as, like, a joke. Like, oh, that's our Kagura. She's, like, an actual character with the same amount of focus as everyone else.
Right.
This episode was great. I like to think that this episode, like... when they were sitting down at the table, the producers were like, okay, what's an episode ID we can do? And they came up with this episode just to see if they could get the actors to keep a straight face while delivering the lines and the wigs. That's what I was thinking, because there's no way, like, they thought this was, like, a serious episode. They just were just having fun with this, and this looks like it was a lot of fun to film. One of my favorite moments is Akira and his relationship with it with his chicken, because he just can't seem to keep a pet. First there was the kitten, and then there was the chicken, and I'm not going to spoil this week, because it's not subbed yet. It was really fun. I love Takachi's name, Piorina, for his chicken. And, overall it was really fun, and my worst moment is watching this episode made me really hungry for cake, and that pissed me off.
You know, I think it made me hungry for cake, too.
Yeah. And, great episode. Can't wait for next week to be subbed.
Alright. Victor?
If you guys know me from my various social media stuff, you know that I love dumb, stupid, girly girls who wear a lot of pink. I love Kagura, and so I love Mimi on Digimon. I love Emily from Samurai. It's just, I can't get enough of that shit. So seeing Kagura's bedroom
Emily in pink? I think you might have got colors confused there.
I like that type of character. Yes, I know she was the Yellow Ranger, but she's still that kind of character. Anyway, seeing Kagura's bedroom just was so happy for me, because it was just covered in pink and all crazy shit.
That was great.
God damn you.
We haven't seen their bedrooms yet.
We haven't seen their bedrooms, and that's always a weird kind. Like, even in all of Samurai, we never saw where those guys slept. They always dragged cots out to the middle of the room if they ever got injured. So I just loved seeing where Kagura slept, you know. So I love that. My what the fuck moment was the whole episode was just what the fuck. I didn't realize this until like a week later after the fact, but a friend of mine in school, his like senior thesis film was about chicken and wigs. Like it was a whole, it's like a whole movie. It's funny. And so I sent this link to him because I just thought it was weird that chicken and wigs are together again. So there's that. That's all.
And Ray.
Okay, my good moments are kind of weird ones. They're just like little scenes, but I liked when Wright said cake at the beginning. It was like kiki.
That was kind of adorable.
Kiki. I like the Tokiju's relationships with each chick, especially Akira's. Also for Akira, I liked when he said surprise, and he's like surprise, and then the things pops, and he's like oh.
His also, face. He's like, oh.
You're like, oh. And oh, I also liked the end where Wagon brought out roast chicken. Everybody's like, oh, too soon. Okay. Well, we have to go to the part where Pink Ranger bakes a cake again. But it was better. It was better. It was better than Emma.
Yeah.
She didn't use the cake to kill the monster, so that's good. But the thing is, I kind of felt like I was watching two different episodes when I was watching this episode, because there's the whole plot with Kagura baking the cake, and there's the whole plot with the rest of the Tokujers doing the wake stuff, so I don't know why, but that kind of felt weird. My what-the-fuck moment are the weird-ass wigs and the chicks growing into chickens. I actually watched this today, and I was like, what? Okay, also to end this... Okay, you go, Vijay.
Oh, it's okay. You can go ahead if you want.
Also to end this, oh my gosh, guys. Mio and Kagura are totally fucking. Oh my gosh.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like G and Emma, but Japanese.
Literally nobody says that.
Not about Kagura and Mio, but about Gia and Emma.
And if they do, they're on Ranger Board.
Yeah, I was just... I'm joking, though. I'm just making fun of the GM of shippers. Because every time I watch Super Mega Force, I'm like... And they have a scene, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm ready for tweets. I'm ready for tweets. Oh, they're totally fucking. They're totally fucking. Those eyes. I'm like, ugh. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I was just going to bring... I was going to ask everybody, what do you think was more... What was more what-the-fuck moment? Was it, like, with the chickens and the wigs? Or previously in the series when we saw the fairy tale characters and there was the emperor with no clothes and he's all shirtless and whatnot. What was weirder for you?
The wigs.
The wigs?
And the chickens.
Yeah.
Okay.
The wigs.
A fairy tale. That was a cool episode. What are you talking about?
No, it was cool, but it was weird. It was still weird. I like weird in Sentai.
No, this is a weirder episode.
I don't even care. I like them both. Okay. Last but not least, Adam?
Let's see. Victor took mine with the bedroom on a train. That was kind of cool.
Well, what goes around comes around, bitch.
I see what was done here. let's see. I like the part when Kagura was like, I like when she goes into like her little like Supergirl mode, but this time it was with Sweets Girl, and I was like, yes, she did it. It was great. So she had that moment, and I loved it. I was like, what the hell with the whole chicks and wig things? And then, obviously, I don't know if anybody caught on, because actually I didn't hear anybody say this, but I literally was looking at my screen like, you went there, Akira, when he did, like, cheap joke.
God.
He did a cheap joke, and I was like, oh my god, he did a cheap joke. This is great. and then I like when the chicken, like, the chicks get big, and there's, like, a chicken attack. I was like, oh my god, that's bizarre as hell. I loved the fact that, you know, this was a girl birthday episode with a wig monster. I was like, this is so feminine written. It's not funny. God. You guys touch on a whole bunch of other things too. But, like, I personally can't wait for, you know, the 31. I really can't wait. I'm dying to see what's going to happen after this funny episode when the shit starts getting real.
Okay.
And we're making great time this week.
I know, we're speeding right through this. No, I'm just kidding. So, any last thoughts about episode 30?
I'm good.
Kiki. All right, so I guess we'll move on to our questions. God, I cannot even talk today.
Questions?
our questions segment, and we have two questions from our number one fans, Thomas Holly and Fred Holly. So first up is from Fred, and he wants to know our favorite and least favorite Ranger mentor and why. So let's go with Adam first, since he went last time.
Let's see. My favorite person, obviously, is RJ from Jungle Fury. Because I just love his energy and his vibe and the way that he did things. It was just of that, like, chill nature that, you know, one gets when you're completely stoned. So, of course, that's my favorite. My least favorite would be Andrew Hartford. Billionaire, yes, but seriously, that's all he has is just money to fall back on. He was horrible. So, and to lie to his own son that he was, like, real the whole time when he was actually a robot / android, that was not cool. Sorry.
These reasons are hilarious. Am I the only one laughing at these reasons?
Yeah. I was holding it in.
Okay.
RJ, because he's a stoner.
Victor.
My least favorite has got to be Gosei. Every problem I have with Megaforce just stems back to him. He doesn't let the Rangers do anything. He just gives them shit for the sake of the script tells him to. Hey, you guys need Zords? Here they are. They were in my basement. You unlocked them. He's the worst. Before I say my favorite, I'm going to throw some defense of Andrew Hartford. Because he had good intentions. He wanted to get the crystals and protect the world. He had to deal with the biggest assholes in the Power Rangers universe. Mm-hmm. When the crystals go, they get stolen and the world's under attack, they're all, let's go after the crystals. And he's like, no, go save the people. And they're like, why? And I'm like, if those were my kids, I would have shot them all. So there's that.
Yeah, he has to deal with the worst Ranger team of all time. So
yeah, he did his best. My favorite, I want to say Dr. K, but I feel like that's the obvious choice. I just finished watching all of SPD in order for the first time. So I have a weird soft spot for Krueger, so I'm going to go with Krueger for now. That might change in like an hour.
Okay.
I like Krueger.
Okay. Ray?
Well, since Victor mentioned Dr. K, I'm going to say my favorite mentor is Dr. K. Because she's like the first mentor that was like, had as much attention as the Rangers did. And I really liked that. My least favorite is probably Mentor G, because he didn't really do anything. Oh, Jaden!
Jaden!
Okay, Jaden. Are you
Antonio,
okay?
Antonio, open the black box. You're the only one. You gotta do it.
That fucking stick in Forest for the Trees, when he's holding the stick, and then Mike was like, uses his symbol power to get a vine attached to it. He was like, let go, Mike, let go. And I'm like, let go of the fucking stick.
Let go, Mike.
Let go of the fucking stick, dude. Is the Earth going to explode if you drop that fucking stick?
I bet.
Okay. And also, Daisuke should have been the mentor, Samurai. I'm done.
Cody.
Fucking Wraith literally said basically word for word what I was going to say. It was freaking Dr. K and Mentor G.
Oh. Any other reason?
Dr. K, because she has my favorite episode in Power Rangers history, is a focus episode for her. And Mentor G, because he talks like one of those robots that call you that pretend to be human, like it's like a like, hi, you want a cruise. No, I know you're a robot. Shut up.
Alrighty. Okay, I guess I'm next. I chose Odonna as my favorite mentor, and I think it's because I have this weird way of seeing Odonna, because I mix her with Magimother and from Magiranger, so it automatically made me like her more, if that makes sense. So when I saw Mystic Force, I immediately liked Odonna and that whole thing, the White Mystic Ranger and all that stuff. So she's my favorite. It's not, I'm sorry, that's not much reasoning. I did enjoy her storyline.
To be fair, Odonna is probably one of the few things good about Mystic Force.
Yeah, I mean, she did have a decent storyline with Korag and Nick and all that and that whole thing, so.
Mm.
That's, I think so, but that's me. My least favorite mentor, I was going to say Gosei, but I moved away from Gosei because I would rather say Tommy. Because even though I've watched Dino Thunder a few times, I still don't understand. I mean, I get it. I understand what's happening. I just think it's dumb that Tommy is either in, like, amber or invisible or whatever. Okay. I never really liked that.
Can I contribute to this? For all the people who say, oh, I want ASJ back for Dino Charge, that is going to be the exact same thing that they're probably going to do with him. They're just going to put him there for Nostalgia Gonza, and that's it.
Okay, but unlike JDF, ASJ is really cool.
I know, but I like Ghost in St. John, but...
Yeah, okay, but wasn't the reason why that happened with JDF was because he kept coming back to the States to be with his family and whatever?
True. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we don't need a throwback for any other returning Rangers for Dino Charge, unless it's like the Dino move. That's it.
I think you're fighting a losing battle, Ray, because I feel like this is going to end up like the whole Ninja Zord thing. Yeah, we all really wanted it to be Mini Zord, and it didn't end up being Mini Zord. Unfortunately.
Just don't make it all about him when he comes, okay? That's all I want.
Well, if that does happen, maybe he won't even be a Ranger until the very, very end, like Silver was.
Okay. Well, they're filming now and he's not there, so I guess that's a sign.
Could be a Dino Supercharge thing. Okay. I don't even remember what we're talking about anymore. Oh, yeah, least favorite Ranger and mentor and all that. Okay, so has everyone answered the question?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Good. All right, Fred, that's your answer. So up next is Thomas Holly, and he wants to know who we think is the most underrated Ranger. Bum, bum, bum. Adam?
I had like three.
Oh, I know like, these I three.
Who are they?
Leo, Hunter, and Casey. Who are they? Leo, Hunter, and Casey.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Really?
I said okay, pretty much either. It was just I said like Chad or Kelsey from Lightspeed Rescue or Katie in Time Force.
I thought you hate Katie.
I do, but you know that still doesn't matter. She's still like the underrated.
Underrated means you like her and you want her to get more focus.
Well, to me, underrated means like how utilized was the character in the show's story plot, all that other jazz.
That's underused.
Oh well.
Yeah, that's underused.
Okay, whatever.
So. Just when I think I get Adam figured out, he goes and throws this shit at us.
Okay, I'm going to say this for my most underrated ranger, and I'm going to say this for the whole team, too. So I'm going to say the Equation / Alien Rangers, but mostly Delphine, because there are certain fans who do give her the kind of, you know, respect, because she's the first female leader of a Power Ranger, first female White Ranger, all that stuff. But some people, you know, mostly because the Alien Rangers don't get any attention, period. So that's mine. Victor?
I've been thinking about this all day, and for some reason I want to say Kai from Lost Galaxy. I'm sorry, Ray, I don't have a real reason, but I don't know.
Okay.
Ray?
I'm sorry, Ray.
My underrated ranger is Trip from Time Force, because he was a really cool character, and he got practically no attention. And he kind of did the Bridge thing before Bridge, and everybody loves Bridge.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So that's my underrated ranger.
And Cody?
Outside of us, I haven't really seen anyone like talk about her, so my favorite or most underrated is going to be Tanya.
Hello. Hiya.
I love Hello. Tanya.
Tanya's a badass.
She is.
Except she dated that douchebag on her first episode outside of the premiere.
Seriously, how the hell did she get a lover so quickly? Third episode!
Like, she just coming out of Africa, getting a boyfriend Seriously. On first day at Andrew Grove High.
How the fuck did she do that? I'm not surprised.
Guys, let her work.
Work.
She picked a douchebag, so she wasn't that right.
Alright, so that's the end of our script there. Any topics anyone want to bring up? Anything you want to get off your chest? Something you hate? Something you love?
I have to get off my chest
hours if that was the case.
To get off my chest, I need to admit that I never realized how much I love peach schnapps.
Cakey. Ew, really?
Yeah.
Cakey. Adam, anything to say?
Is this like the time to plug shit?
No.
As well?
Just say anything you want to say, like a topic you want to bring up or whatever.
No. Oh, good.
Who is right, the... Good. No, I was going to say who's the most overrated ranger, but we all know who that is, so never mind.
Well, yeah, let's not get the pitchforks and torches out just yet.
My mind was envisioning, you know, that scene from The Village.
Nobody
saw
ask?
The Village, Adam. All that matters Someone is the Village did. People, okay? God.
Alright, so let me plug some grid shit in our last moments here on the show. So make sure and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thegridpr. We just hit 500 likes on Facebook. So
Yay.
That's exciting, right? Also follow us on Twitter. It's @thegridpr, and we have currently 99 followers. Oh my god, let's make it to 100 people. Let's get it going. Also, you should create an account and subscribe to us on Podbean, because that's where you're listening to this right now, or you're listening to it on iTunes, which is awesome too. So we didn't say this last episode, but all of the Grid episodes from 50 forward will be on iTunes, so that will be good. You can download it and listen to it. And hopefully while you're listening to this, I have fixed the audio issue from last time. So, yeah. There's always an issue, guys.
What was the issue last time?
What was the issue?
Well, okay, one of the issues I've always had with recording this is that it will be, like, in mono or in stereo. And if it is in stereo, it's been only in one ear. So, like, you know how people listen to it with headphones? Mm-hmm. It would only be in one ear for them. But I figured out a way
bitched.
To fix that. Yes, but I figured out a way to fix it. So hopefully, while you're listening to this, I have fixed it. We also have a Tumblr. It's the same. It's the grid PR across everything except for the Podbean. The Podbean is just the grid. And am I missing anything, guys? Anything?
The contest.
My contest?
You plugged that already.
I can remind everybody. Yeah, enter the contest to win that mint on car Titanium Ranger, which is super hard to find. So if you are a collector of those or just want to open it, whatever. Enter the contest. Create a grid comic. Not a grid comic. Create a legacy comic from the supplies I have given you. Make it funny. I want to laugh. If it's stupid, I'm going to be like, this is stupid. So make it funny.
Sorry, Nate.
Yes, Adam.
Yes. You will and I'll have to hear it.
Yes, I like looking at funny things. I can't wait to see it too.
Whatever. If your comic isn't funny, I will commentate on it live on the show.
So
you should actually read them on the show.
Ooh.
That's mean. And what if they're awful? And then we say they're awful, and then they feel bad about themselves.
Well, we read the good ones,
Mama. That's what I do for a living, and I get money off of it.
Oh.
Anyways, I do got some news of my own. I do have a new Twitter account.
Oh, well, Adam, tell us so we can follow you.
By now, it's already been changed on the grid Twitter bio page, but now you can follow me at Fury_Crimson. Yes, I've taken the whole entire Power Rangers experience, infiltrated it into a Twitter account, and I will be delivering funny tweets from that account. And kind of like...
We're making quotes, air quotes. It's funny.
Yeah, funny. Funny in his mind. Maybe Dan will laugh.
Don't mislead the poor... Don't mislead our listeners.
And it'll be a good time. It's primarily just used for Power Ranger stuff, so... If you actually want to hear me talk about other things outside of Power Rangers, you can still follow the @AdamAV1 account. That's still active and available to you as well. But primarily for Ranger Nation, Power Rangers Universe Realm stuff, it's going to be Fury_Crimson on Twitter from here on out.
I can't wait to follow you, Adam. Oh, wait,
I think you already do.
I do. Oh my god. Okay.
Bitch, it's a joke. Something you don't know how to make.
Oh my god. Okay.
I am.
Ray, you have something to plug that's new.
Yes, I do. I have a new Facebook page about villains and such. It's called Ranger Enemy Number One. Follow it.
Yes, it's awesome. So if you love villains, follow Ray's new page.
Well, Ranger villains, of course, but...
Well, oh yeah, not just any villains. Victor, stuff to plug? Plug it up, plug it in.
The Modern Gaffa is on moderngaffa.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Tumblr. Where you Google Modern Gaffa, whatever. Modern GAFA. We cover Ranger Nation in all its glorious forms. Power Rangers, Super Sentai. We also do Kamen Rider, and we have some side shows, as they are being called. We cover Marvel stuff and Star Wars, the new show that just started, and it's awesome. Star Wars Rebels, watch it. And Digimon, and all kinds of other stuff. We're also on YouTube. I said that, but please subscribe to YouTube, because I have some cool video ideas for 2015, but if I don't have anyone watching them, I'm not going to make them. So subscribe to us on YouTube.
You bitches better get on that.
Yeah.
And I watch Sony.
YouTube, I am reaching 1,100 subscribers. I do commentaries every Tuesday. The link is in the description. My Tumblr is currently it's hauntwing, haunt wing.tumblr.com for Halloween. You can find my Patreon by going to either of the sites, so please give me money to make fun of people online.
Yes. And while you're at it, give us money too.
Okay, but give me money first, because I'm more important.
You know what I mean.
Money for cakey.
I want money.
Money for cakey. I
Kiki.
Money for Kiki.
Okay, so that is episode 51 of The Grid. Tune in 2 weeks? 2 weeks for episode 52 of The Grid. Hopefully we'll have some awesome topics to talk about. New York Comic Con is coming up, so it will have lapped by the time we record again. So hopefully we'll have something cool to reveal.
We should know more solid Sentai 2015 news by then.
Yes, hopefully.
Because we're overdue. It's usually by mid-September that it's, like, officially announced.
We're rooting for fish.
Astronauts, please.
Hey, sweetheart, want to buy some fish?
Astronauts, fish. Hey, sweetheart. Hey, sweetheart.
And cakey.
And cakey.
Can we get a fruit-themed Super Sentai team?
No, Adam, get out of here.
The wound is still fresh, okay?
Who ever heard of such a thing?
I don't want to cry again.
All right, everybody, that's episode 51. See you next time. And visit MorphinLegacy.com and the databases. Yeah, learn stuff.
Yeah, I wrote those.
Yeah. All right, everybody, say bye.
Bye.
Later, bitches.
Say hi.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Grid. Be sure to follow all of the hosts on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, or on their individual sites described within the description. On behalf of all of the great hosts, we hope you listen in next week. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
この番組は、楽しい時を作る企業バンダイと、ご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りしました。